Now, he's asking me, he asked me to do things that taking me out of my normal way of ministry. You know what? I'm going to do what he said. And I'm not trying to do it for you to like me. I'm not trying to do it for you to impress you. I want to do it because he asked me to do it. Because this is what he wants. He wants you to grow up. He wants me to grow up. He wants us to know that we're not by ourselves. Amen. And he wants me to, you to know, and you and I to know, everybody, everybody, I don't care who you are, you're precious to him. Did y'all hear what I said? You know and I know in our society, in this earth, people are more gifted than other people, more we call intelligent than other people, more set in their place of impressing people than others, don't you? Have you seen when I was in, where was that? Brazil. I saw some things and some people there. It wasn't a pretty sight. I saw a man crawl around his hand like a dog. I mean, he didn't stand up and walk right like a human being. I saw the church we was in. It's a large church, and thank God for the ministry there that we reached. But they had a fence up. You know, I don't talk about some of these things as Spirit of God tells me to. There's a fence up. And across that fence, that's where people live. Listen, they you know what their house was made of? Baseball boxes. It wasn't one or two. This was like a community. Baseball boxes. And the minister that had invited us said, this city is had a high what you call a high rate of sexual perversion and ungodly living. You can see the evidence of it. I'm trying to think of the guy that used to come on TV. He had a call into India. And some of you may have seen some shots. I saw some. I'm telling you all this. I saw some of the shots of the people that lived there. They didn't have anything. You know how the children would get their food? You know how they would get it? They didn't have, and you go to the hut they live in, it was a dirt floor. There's no house. You know how they would get their food? They go to the garbage dump and dig in the garbage pit, in the garbage dump, where they threw out garbage trying to find something to eat. God didn't call us to live like that. And God get accused of all the horrible things going on. And they put it off on him. He's trying to bring judgment. God ain't trying to bring no judgment. God brought mercy. That's what he brought. When God brings judgment, everybody gonna know it. I promise you. These people that don't want to recognize God, they gonna know when God's judgment comes. But God sent mercy. He sent mercy and grace. Love, mercy, and grace. And because of sin have twisted the lives of people, You find people, it affect their physical condition. It affect their mental capacity. And sin affect everybody. That's why you must be born again. And God want everybody to be saved, to be healed, to be delivered, to be set free. That's his will. But you know why? You know what? Everybody haven't responded to it.